You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
As always, you can listen to the show and all of our shows on The Fan on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Meredith coming through. Big show tonight at Blossom, man. I'm pumped. Bare Naked Ladies, Fastball, Sugar Ray. There's a little Sugar Ray. You into that at all? That's a fun concert. Bare Naked Ladies is awesome. Every time they come into town, they're fantastic. Last time I think I saw them at Nautica. Tonight they're at Blossom. I'm trying to think who I saw last time.
I must tell you, anytime I hear the name of the group Bare Naked Ladies, I have to calm down.
You have to pause for a second.
Yeah, because I don't want to make a stupid joke.
You know? Oh, I mean, really?
Their name lends itself to stupid jokes like crazy. I think you just said anytime Bare Naked Ladies come to town, I get excited.
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you do, Andy.
Well, I'm just saying.
I bet you do.
If I had $1 million, if you had $1 million, if Brian Wilson had
$1 million, more Bare Naked Ladies would come to your
one
town,
week,
Andy.
I can tell you what, Bare Naked Ladies, because they're a Canadian band, probably would get drafted in the first round by the Cavaliers. Just saying. And I think they know if they're right-handed or left-handed, unlike Tristan Thompson.
Let that go, man.
What?
Let that go.
That Tristan Thompson played here forever.
He's had a fine career.
He has, and so have Bare Naked Ladies. Underrated song, Odds Are. Jeff, you would love the song Odds Are, because when they did the video, it was a newscast. It was awesome.
That's Andy.
There's two old newscasters here.
I'm Jeff.
Great. I can't wait. Anybody else going? Raise your hand. Oh, I see you. Okay, good. I'm pumped for tonight's show.
You were
downtown last night. You're a man about town, but you don't give up information about yourself ever. You're very, very close-minded.
I'm not here to share my life
too,
with everybody.
I am too, but people need to know. If it's going to be Baskin and Phelps, people want to know who Phelps is. They want to know who the real Jeff Phelps is. Or Jelf. Jelf. Like if you were Cher or Prince, you would be Jelf.
Jelf. Jelf.
Hey, what's Jelf doing tonight? Oh, did you see the paparazzi? They were all over Jelf.
I went to see Kimberly Akimbo last night at Playhouse Square.
There you go. I walk through Playhouse Square every day. I see the signs up there. How was it? Was it good?
It was a very well done, somewhat funny, and depressing play. I'll leave it at that.
Has it got something to do with roller coasters?
No, it was very well done.
I don't know. The poster has roller coasters in the back.
It does.
That's how it caught my eye.
It's a misnomer.
That's how it caught my eye in the beginning. In fact, I saw Bare Naked Ladies play a four-song acoustical set at Playhouse Square, just moments away from the stage where you were last night.
That's outstanding.
A long time ago from our good friends at Q104.
Well, the performers did a great job. There were only nine performers in the play.
They were
outstanding. But,
did you give them a standing O at the end?
Yeah, but mainly because seats are tight. You got to stand up.
Oh, come on. That's not why. You don't give a standing ovation if somebody doesn't deserve it.
They were very good. But the play is somewhat... It's an odd combination of somewhat funny and depressing.
Oh.
All at the same time.
Oh.
Nonetheless.
Jeff Phelps. Or Jelf.
Thank you very
much.
Gives
his review.
I threw something out last segment. You looked at me like I had something in the middle of my forehead.
That would be every time I look at you.
And I told you that the Browns offense going into this year, the Browns offense reminds me of something. And I hope that this doesn't turn out to be the case. And on the other hand, maybe I hope it does.
Bare Naked Ladies, is that what it reminds you of?
I wish. It's this. What do you expect out of the Browns offense this year? Just give me an answer. What do you expect?
short passes, tight ends, running backs.
I'm talking productivity. What do you think?
Maybe they can get to 21 every game.
You know what the Browns offense is?
I don't know. What is it?
It's the Guardians offense.
Oh, yeah.
The Browns and the Guardians, they have the same offense.
I don't want to agree with you, but I will.
And I say that for this reason. You can look at the Guardians offense and you think, oh, good Lord, you got like two guys. On a good day, you have three. Kyle, are they playing Kyle today? Okay, then you have 3.5 because then you've got Carlos Santana. Carlos is a half. Kyle, when he plays, is a one. So there's like 3.5 guys, it seems, in their offense. And then other guys oftentimes find a way to do the job and get it done. For instance, Andy, right now, best team batting average in Major League Baseball, and batting averages aren't what they used to be. It's 265 by your Toronto Blue Jays.
Oh, of course.
And you know, there most teams
a lot of Canadian influence.
Most teams
in
Major League Baseball are hitting under 250. No team is hitting lower than the Guardians 228.
Oh, that's
team batting average for the Guardians is 228. 228. And when it comes to runs scored, which you know, hey, if you're not hitting, who cares? As long as you're scoring runs, yeah, they're not doing that real well either. They're 26th. Yet they're right there for the wild card.
This goes back to the plus minus.
Yet they're right there for the wild card. And that's my fingers are crossed that that's my hope for the Browns. You look at this offense for the Browns and you think, all right, what do they have on the offensive line? Well, they've got some veterans who have been pretty good, but they've not had a whole lot of health lately. I hope they can come through. And then you look at quarterback and you think, what do they have? Well, the best option appears to be a 40-year-old guy who's had like 5 really good games since he left Baltimore. And then you look at the running backs and you think, well, our number one guy's out. God knows when he's showing up. But we do have Jerome Ford, who's been competent. And that Samson kid looks interesting. You know, like Samson's like Dylan Rocchio or Brian Rocchio.
Yeah.
Dylan Samson and Brian Rocchio. Should we just call him Dylan Rocchio?
Yeah, we're all into making up these one-name nicknames this segment.
And then you look at the wide receivers and you think, who do you have? What do you got?
I got Jerry Jeudy.
Okay, so he's your Jose Ramirez. Is that what you're... That's what we're basically saying.
So what's Deontay Jose Johnson? Ramirez. You got Deontay, is he in there?
What's Deontay Johnson?
Yeah.
Deontay's Nolan Jones.
Okay.
Guy who's had a pretty good, you know, Nolan had a pretty good year.
Yeah, yeah.
Where's that this year?
Where's Cedric Tillman?
Cedric Tillman would be Angel Martinez. Looks pretty good in small sample size. Looks pretty good.
Is David Njoku Stephen Kwan?
Smalls. Yeah, okay. Let's go with that.
Can we give him Stephen Kwan?
But you get my thought here. No? Somehow, despite their offense stinking, Guardians offense stinks. I'm sorry. You've got the worst batting average in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, by one point. It's 1 point.
Yeah, well, okay, good.
Have two good games, good. And now all of a sudden you're out of the basement.
Way to squeeze ahead of the White Sox. Way to go.
I'm just saying you could change your fortune here in a moment.
In other words, one of the worst batting averages in Major League Baseball.
No, that's
one of the worst run totals in Major League Baseball. Yet they're still competing for a playoff spot. And that's my hope. That's my hope for the Browns. That they have this struggling offense, but they turn to their pitching staff. Oh, wait a minute, their defense. And they keep in games and then do enough offensively to get it going. Is that fair? You like that comparison?
Yeah, I think it's fair. I also think that, you know, if they're not going to put batting average on the scoreboard at home games, then we shouldn't have to talk about them then either, because they're 27th in slugging percentage and they are 25th. An on-base percentage. Does that make you feel better?
Seriously, the defense is like the pitching staff. It will keep you in games. And then you have to be opportunistic on offense. I honestly look at these two teams and I think that's the same deal. It's pretty darn close.
Yeah, did you also know that the Guardians have the least at-bats in Major League Baseball?
Well, that's swell, Andy.
Well, I guess if you're not hitting well, that'll do it. I mean,
when you don't get
the White Sox are 29th and they have 50 more at-bats. 53 more at-bats.
That's wonderful. You know why you have the fewest at-bats?
Because you're not getting on base.
You have the fewest hits. That's why. Ryan's in Buffalo. Hello, Ryan.
Rhino.
Hey, gentlemen, I want to talk more about bare naked ladies. No, I'm just kidding.
But What do you want to talk about? What song do you want to talk about?
Line of bed like Brian Wilson did, or broken to the old apartment. I tell you, real quick story on that one. Back in 97.
Pitch me,
man,
baby. Pitch me.
Almost 30 years ago, man, they played outside the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame during the MLB All-Star game.
Yeah.
That's the year Sandy Yellamer, I think, won the MVP. I digress, man, but that band is just phenomenal. That's just upbeat. That's just one of the greater bands that Leslie talked about. But I digress on that, man. Moving forward with the Browns, man, I just like everyone else out there, I'm not even sure what I want as a fan from this year. I just feel our future is ahead of us in the NFL draft. Winning games, don't get me wrong, moral victories, you know, keeping the fans interested, obviously, is what the front office is going to try to do. All the while, I feel secretly recognizing that this is a year that they just kind of want to go away and move forward with, because there really is no identity. Spending money, like you alluded to, obviously, with wide receivers, that's irrelevant. That's just throwing money to the wind. There's no starting quarterback. We don't have our real, real true left tackle. We don't have a running back team. Our offense is...
You don't have a lot of things, Ryan.
You know what? I love the Browns. I'm diehard. I'll be their games. But I still, just this year in particular, it is just yuck, because it's veteran laden. It's not 2017-ish where just rookies everywhere. And there's a Hall of Famers and there's veterans everywhere, especially the offensive line and whatever, Miles, et cetera. So this is a unique scenario. It's just a scenario where we just don't have that point guard, where you don't have that quarterback, the guy that's running the system. With that being said, you alluded to, Jeff, what do you feel this identity, or what do you make out of this Browns offense? Man, right now it's a D minus. I'm not giving him a failure, because we have a veteran laden offensive line that's really going to maul the opposition. So I think it'll be ground and pound this year.
If healthy, Ryan.
I tell you, that's true too. You touch on a note. These guys are not getting younger. It's just yuck. The defense is just that thing where we got to grow on that moving forward. But the offense, man, I'm going to cheer the Browns on. At the same time, man, it's like tongue in cheek. We're all looking to next year and the year after, I think. But anyway, guys, great show as always. Thanks for the call.
All right, Rhino. Rhino in Buffalo on his world tour continuing. Seriously, we've seen.
He needs T-shirts of where he's at. Right on the back,
I would think so.
Cities,
we embrace the Guardians' lack of offense because we think their pitching can be big time,
right?
And it has been big time. I think the pitching has done a real nice job this year.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break. And best to you,
all things considered. And I think it's, I hate to draw the complete parallel, but I think the Browns are just like the Guardians. Their pitching staff is the defense. And the offense is real hit or miss. And we're going to have to see what you get. And they could surprise us. You know, Jerome Ford could go out and do what he does. And I don't want Jerome to do anything more than he's done in the past. If he just does that, that's fine, as long as somebody else is there to compliment him, Dylan Sampson. And if one of the wide receivers, just one, Deontay or Cedric Tillman, can step it up and be a real nice compliment to Jerry Jeudy, okay, that'll help a ton. And if Harold Fannin can be what a lot of folks think Harold Fannin's going to be as a compliment to David Njoku, and you start running a real serious two tight end offense, all of a sudden you're ahead of the 3.5 hitters that the Guardians have on most nights. And then you keep your fingers crossed on everybody else because they are major leaguers and they can hit. They just don't do it with regularity. Browns offensive players are NFL offensive players, and they'll come up with some productivity once in a while, but it's that consistent productivity that leads to winning franchises, winning teams, winning seasons, playoff victories. And I don't see that with the Browns right now, just like I don't see it with the Guardians, which is why I don't mind them not going whole hog at the trade deadline. I'm tying everything together in one nice little bundle here, Andy.
There is a Clevelandistic view of the Browns, knowing that no one's played yet this year and that you're sitting there with an open book going into the year, no matter how bad everyone tells you your team is going to be. I found it fascinating the other day when Jeff Shedell thought that they could take the over this year, which is what, over 5.5? I don't know that you'll find a lot of people nationally that would agree with him.
I would take that.
You would take the over at 5.5?
Yeah, I think they're going to they're going to win more than 5.5 games.
Yeah. I think they would have won that last year had things not kind of went sideways at the end of the season couple weeks.
One of the reasons they went sideways was because you decided to play DTR.
Yeah, and you almost guaranteed yourself the under by doing that. But I still remember when DTR was, you know, in his first year as a rookie, and people were like, this guy's incredible, and he might be
I don't remember that.
I do. Especially if you, I do.
I don't. I thought he was intriguing, and I didn't want him to play.
It was too early. It was too quick. It was too much. It wasn't there. And
throws a nice ball.
Yeah, but it'd be interesting to see him if he gets playing time. Where's he at, Philly now? Yeah. If he gets more time playing now.
You mean like real time?
If he gets to play somewhere down the road again, I wonder what he'll. No, he'll
only
be a backup.
Only Jalen Hurts gets beat up.
Yeah, I'm saying if he gets a little bit,
he's the third stringer anyway.
Yeah, I wonder what he might look like in a different scenario with different wide receivers, different running backs, different. I think he's a career. He'll be a career backup, don't you?
He might be a career Canadian League player. We'll find out soon enough.
Wow, you're not giving him any chance. And zero.
No, nothing wrong. You're making money to play football. You only have like 90 quarterbacks in the NFL. You got to be pretty good.
I'll be interested to see how his career turns out when it's all said and done.
And I hope for his sake it's a good one. He seems like a really nice kid.
Mm-hmm.
I like him a lot. Anybody else in on my comparison? Browns, offense, Guardians, offense, team success, maybe the same way? I don't know. I don't see it on the Browns offense. It doesn't mean they can't be successful, because they have the pitching staff defense to go along with it. Kevin Stefanski speaking after practice. We expect that to be in about 14 minutes. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. We will be hearing from Kevin Stefanski shortly right here on The Fan. And, of course, all press conferences on The Fan are brought to us by Montrose Kia. Choose Click Cruise at montrosekia.com. I hope Kevin says, yes, Kenny Pickett is fine. He's going to be back out there today, and he'll be good to go for next week when we head to Carolina for our first preseason game. If that's the case, Andy, absolutely no ground lost for Kenny Pickett, I would think. If you're good to go and are available, not that you would play, but are available for the first preseason game. In other words, you can go to Carolina next week and practice against the Panthers. No ground lost. If Pickett's not able to go today, next week, all of a sudden, I think that starts to become a real factor in the quarterback situation.
I'm not putting Kenny Pickett back out there today, I'm going to be honest with you, unless he's 1,000% healthy. There's no reason.
Not a big deal.
So what if he takes another day off? I don't think today matters.
I'm not putting him out there if he's not healthy, but I'm just saying if he happens to be healthy today and is good to go next week, I just don't think
if
he loses
any. If he's good to go
any...
next week, then put him back out
well,
there.
Well, I don't think he loses any ground. That's my point.
That's fair.
Yeah, you don't put him out there if he's not healthy. That's a given. But do you think he loses ground this week if he's able to go next week? I don't.
Not at all. They know what he is. They know what Flacco is. To be honest with you, the rookies are what they don't know. And so keep getting those guys work. Is there anybody that doesn't think that Pickett or Flacco is starting?
No, I think
week one.
It's definitely one of those guys.
Just let it be. Let him get healthy.
I would think,
especially with a hamstring injury.
Bob's in Akron. Stefanski coming right up. Hello, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I appreciate the comparison of no offense, good defense with the Browns and the Guardians, but I have to say that's majorly unfair to the Guardians. We know why the Guardians are in the situation they are. They're a small market team. They don't have any TV revenue, and they don't have a multi-billionaire owner who can lose money and write it off against all the money he's making somewhere else. So they do an excellent job with their resources. The Browns, on the other hand, have as much money as anybody else in the league. And yet, the front office seems to be incompetent, and I have no confidence in Kevin Stefanski's ability to coach a team to excellence. The guy's been with the Browns. He has one playoff win, and that was Baker Mayfield. So it's hard for me to be optimistic about them improving their lot. Help me, please. Thank you.
Bob, thank you for the phone call. I can't sit here and tell you to be optimistic about it. I look at the offense, and I just think it's weak. And I don't think they've done enough to improve it. Kind of like the Guardians in the offseason.
Is it wrong of me to say I still can't judge Kevin Stefanski? Some of the moves they made last year, I don't know that they were Kevin's. And when the owner comes out and takes swing and a miss on a quarterback from a couple years ago.
Coaches' moves, Andy. Front office moves, aren't they?
Yeah. So, I mean, do we have to? Again, coaches will tell you, I can only coach the players they give me, right? Every coach in the world will say that. So I don't know the untapped potential.
If they'd like to throw the front office
Art Modell fired Bill Belichick, so anything can happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know how you kind of get it. I hear these people get really, really mad at Kevin, and I'm like, I just don't know how much of it's on Kevin. And I like Kevin. I respect the you-know-what out of Kevin.
I think he's a good football coach.
I think he is, too. And I think sometimes we see coaches that are executing what front office wants, executing what ownership wants. And sometimes if you do it too many times, you're going to get executed.
Scheming for what he's been given, as you said.
Yeah, and I think he's done a good job with quarterbacks, scheming with what he's been given. I think he had a... Deshaun Watson, I don't think was easy, especially coming off the year before. And you're trying to revamp your entire offense for one player. I don't always agree with that. So, but I don't think that's on him. If you're trying to take the guy that got paid all the guaranteed money and saying you've got to put this in the box and it's got to fix, it's like trying to close your suitcase on vacation when you know you've got 10 extra pieces of clothing that can't go in there.
Do you find it interesting? Perplexing, nothing at all, that Quinshon Judkins' storyline is just kind of sitting there right now.
What else can you do with it?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. He's the only unsigned draft choice.
It's going to stay that way until they figure out some more of the legal parts of this.
I think you're right about that.
There's nothing else they can do. I think their hands are tied.
I also think it'd be a terrible look if they signed him. I don't know if the... I'm sure they'd be allowed to if they wanted to.
Don't you think Jimmy kind of made that clear, too, at the press conference the other day? Because he said, we're cautiously optimistic. We'll be able to... what else is he... Some people were using that against him. They were like, well, why should you say anything at all? Because he's being honest. Do you want someone to lie, or do you want to be... Quinshon Judkins is going to be on this team at some point, right?
Would assume so.
Did he mess up really bad?
Yeah. Perhaps. Okay, if everything's...
It's the NFL, Jeff. At some point, he's going to be on the team.
Well, I would think so. I would be surprised if he's not. How about that?
But people, I heard somebody get mad at him for saying, we're cautiously optimistic that we'll be able to sign him at some point.
Right.
How can I be mad at somebody? Of course he is. Of course you're going to be cautiously optimistic. What do you want him to say? He would say, no, we're not going to sign him. In fact, we're cutting him right now.
Well, a lot of people would like to hear that.
Andy. Okay, well, that's not happening.
I would agree with that. But I understand why people might think that. But take a look around
Who's
the NFL.
Who's getting cut, though? I mean, these stories are horrible. I can't believe players would find themselves in a position where they're being accused of this, especially if they have control over the situation. I can't get ownership wants to have a player play on the team. The player's stupid. Or let's find out what the legal process is first, too, right? The legal process might keep him off the field.
Might be. All we know right now is that it looked like he was going to be one of the key guys in the offense, and without question. And now he's not there, which just depletes what was already a question-filled offense.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
That's the catch here. It's just, okay, well, let's hope Dylan Sampson is as good as he was in college. You know, let's see what he can do, and let's hope Jerome Ford is good to go and really inspired to show that you shouldn't have drafted two running backs and you shouldn't have given me a pay cut, even though you guaranteed me the money.
Well, all it did was create opportunity for a guy that played running back at Nevada. Double T.
You mean the guy who Kevin Stefanski didn't know his name?
Toatawa? Is that how you say it? Toatawa?
I think that's correct.
It's easier for me to call him easier than Oboe Okoronkwo.
Kevin's really good at names and such.
Yeah.
The other day he was caught off guard because somebody asked him about him and he couldn't come up with his name.
It's okay.
Guys, let's go to Berea now for Browns head coach Kevin Stefanski.
Down a little bit, but good couple practices coming up today and tomorrow, and then we'll take another break before we get ready to head down to Carolina. Injury front, Kenny Pickett will be back out there in a limited role today. He continues to progress. And then, you know, I think the guys are doing a nice job understanding all the work that needs to get done. They're focused. Meetings have been excellent, so looking forward to another good day. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Mary Kay, who's not here, right? She's down in Canton, or on her way to Canton. Unbelievable honor for Mary Kay, well deserved. So congratulations again to her. But with that, I'll take any questions.
You saw DeJuan leave practice Wednesday.
He's fine. Yeah.
When you say limited for Kenny, will he not be doing team stuff?
Correct. Yeah.
Kevin, with the him coming back, is there a possibility that he would be full go by joint team workouts?
I don't know. I need to see how he looks today. We're not going to get too far past today.
Kevin, there, like he's still fully in the quarterback competition then in your guys' eyes and competing for that.
For sure, yeah. That's kind of mentioned to you guys before. I mean, obviously disappointed that he's not full go, but he's very very much involved in everything we're doing.
Is that a little easier for a guy who's been in the league? I mean, do you feel a little more comfortable with that, with a guy who has been in the league before and gone through the process of getting ready for his
season? Yeah, I think so, Chris. I think he's a player that's had a good amount of NFL game exposure. He's had a lot of reps going back through the spring and what we've gotten accomplished so far through training camp. So, yeah, of course, you don't want anybody to be missing action due to any, you know, injury or that type of thing, but he's done a nice job of staying very much engaged.
Kevin, can you explain why you went live tackling this year, and will we see it again in training camp?
Yeah, I think every year, Tony, you're looking at what your football team needs, where you are from a bunch of different perspectives, and feel like that's the was the thing that we wanted to do in a safe. It's also in a safe, controlled environment. We've done it here before. It's something that we'll look at over the next couple of days, potentially doing again.
Speaking of looking over the next couple of days, I saw Dave Canales say that they plan on playing their starters the first couple of preseason games. Do you know yet what you guys?
Yeah, I have a pretty good feel for what we're going to do, but I want to, number one, talk to the team about it, and then also want to see how it goes over the next few days as well.
Doesn't that force your hand, the fact that he's playing?
No.
Do you guys usually cooperate as to
who's playing? Well, yeah, certainly cooperate in terms of the practice that we're going to have against each other, what we're going to do when we play each other, but Dave's going to do what he thinks is best for his team. I'll do the same for our team.
Kevin, do you anticipate narrowing the scope of this quarterback competition before you get to Carolina, or using that trip to Carolina to help inform that timeline?
Yeah, I think for all of our positions, every single day is an important part of getting ready for the season and part of the evaluation. So really at every position we'll use these next today, tomorrow, Monday, when we get down to Carolina. All of it is in an effort to get ready for week one and evaluate our players.
With the recent three-day block, how much did you see the rookie QBs kind of take advantage of that?
I think, I would say our entire rookie class is taking advantage of their reps. I've been impressed with this group. Going all the way back to the spring, I think they've worked extremely hard. We brought them in early for the early report to get extra reps even in that setting. So I it's hard to narrow it to one position because I've been so impressed by the entire group.
Kevin,
With Malik Collins, what do you think he adds to that interior of your D-line?
A veteran player that plays hard, very, very technique sound. He's made a few plays already in camp where you can kind of see his ability to run games and stunts is extremely high because he has so many reps at it. And I think that goes a long way with some of the young kids at that position as well.
He talked about working out with Mason in the break. How valuable can that be to a guy like Mason?
Yeah, that's invaluable. having a guy that's been there, done that at a high level, can teach you all the tricks of the trade. And also, I give Malik a ton of credit just for his work ethic. Just watch him go out here, how hard he practices.
Number 84, Larvadin. Has he found the end zone a number of times?
Yeah.
Has he opened the eyes of anybody? I mean, he's a sign of he's an undrafted free agent.
Yeah, I think he's done a nice job, Tony. I think Gage, like a lot of these rookies, but he's a very smart kid, so we can line him up all over. And then, in football, when you can catch the rock and make somebody miss, those are things that get noticed. So he's been where he's supposed to be, which is a big part of being a rookie and understanding your role. But he's also made plays with the ball, so he's done a nice job.
What have you seen from a growth standpoint these last couple of years, and then obviously now? With Jordan retiring, the injury to JOK, the opportunity opening up for him to kind of carve out a role this year?
Yeah, Mahmoud's a young player, but I've seen him get better each year. He's becoming more and more comfortable, and you see that, and maybe you hear that as a vocal leader, and when you're in the center of the defense making calls, I think shows you how much he understands this scheme and how comfortable he is in it, but I think he's progressing every single year, every single day. He's out here getting better and better.
Kevin, I don't think we've seen Grant in team drills the last few practices. Is he dealing with an injury right now?
He's limited. He's coming along, but he'll be fine.
Something minor?
Yeah.
I'll save Daniel. They haven't asked a question, but any update on guys like Tevin and some of those guys who have been sort of like Grant out the last few days?
No real updates. Everybody is right where we need them to be. They're working hard. They're all on different timetables, but pleased with the progress everybody's making.
Anybody going to be back on the field today?
Kenny Pickett.
Gave you that one. Are governed by the CBA?
No.
How do you feel like the guys took to live tackling?
Yeah, did a nice job. Obviously, it's our job as coaches to put it in a controlled setting. It's not live on the quarterback, obviously, and there's still rules about that where you want to still take care of your teammates. Things that you would do in a game you wouldn't necessarily do even in a live period versus your teammates. So the guys did a nice job.
Are we going to see the live tackling on the ground today and tomorrow?
Yeah, potentially. It's a really day-by-day basis of making decisions of what I think the team needs.
Did they know that was coming?
Yes.
Kevin, how do you see David and Harold maybe getting the most out of each other and David bringing Harold along?
Yeah, I think Dave's done a nice job as a teammate already, just with a young player taking him under his wing and encouraging him and kind of, you know, showing him the ropes, quote unquote. So that's encouraging. And, you know, we like versatile football players. I think both those guys can be that for us. But, yeah, I think it's a really good balance between those two guys.
What's the reasoning for only one practice against Carolina?
Yeah, I have not done a week one practice versus teams before, Tony, so just felt like week one, one day was the right amount.
How do you feel about the youth players being here today?
Yeah, we love having youth football players out here. I remind our players all the time that they play a kid's game. They're blessed and fortunate and lucky to play a kid's game. I'm so lucky to coach this game, so we all can put ourselves in these kids' position. I remember going to training camp when I was a kid and what that feeling is like being around your heroes. So we love having these kids out here.
Good.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Kevin Stefanski's press conference and all press conferences here on The Fan are brought to us by Montrose Kia. Choose click cruise at montrosekia.com. Kenny Pickett back on the practice field, limited capacity, but Kenny back out there, Andy, I think that bodes well for the chances of him being good to go maybe against Carolina next week in practice, which is good. Game, we'll see, but I would think that that's fine. And Kenny, if he just lost time this week, I wouldn't think loses any ground in his competition at quarterback with Joe Flacco and Dylan Gabriel. And
I don't know why you would. I don't think that. I don't think he lost any ground this week.
No, I don't either. No. 2020 time right here on 92.3 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.